the Florida legislature is taking a break for the religious holidays and won't fully return to session until next Tuesday. They'll then have just 3 weeks left to come to terms on a variety of problems. Earlier this week, we spoke with St. Petersburg House Democrat Rick Kreisman about some of the issues that have taken the spotlight through the first 6 weeks. One major problem has been the difference in legislation between the Senate and House about a gambling compact with the Seminole Indians. The Senate's more ambitious plans could bring in close to $500 million. The House's version, a little more than $100 million. Representative Kreisman does not sit on any committee dealing with the issue, but he said he knows there's a general difference in philosophy between the two chambers regarding gambling.
Not only over the Seminole Compact, but over a lot of different revenue sources in general. And I think the Senate is taking a much more open-minded approach in recognizing the hole that we're in and the opportunities for other revenues and the House hasn't done that yet.
Well, certainly you're right about that. We've been hearing about what's on the table and what's off the table, say in terms of just raising revenue overall. However, the Senate even said a couple days ago they're not going to look at the exemptions that people have been talking about. We've been seeing some different aspects of tobacco, actually, and we know that we talked to you before the session began. You certainly were advocating an increase in the pack of cigarettes tax. Also talked about bottled water as well. What's going on with that right now?
Well, I know that, again, the Senate appears to be moving forward in their discussions on the cigarette tax, whereas it does not appear to be anywhere in the House. And I think, you know, I don't know, I don't recall hearing off the top of my head as to whether the Senate's looking at the bottled water issue or not. I know that the House isn't. I can also tell you that in reading through some of the budget materials yesterday on the flight home, there's just, you know, fee increase after fee increase after fee increase. You know, in some instances, not only doubling fees, but, you know, 500 times in them. For example, in one of the implementing bills, there's a fee if you wanted to get a 7-year driving history, if you want to order your driving history for the past 7 years. That the charge currently is $3.10. It's being proposed to go up to $14, and I mean that's just a huge increase. So it's kind of interesting in the House to hear. You know, the leadership say that we're not going to raise taxes. You know, we're not going to do any of that. But yet, you have fee after fee after fee. You know, and oftentimes these are more regressive than some of the ideas coming out of. They're certainly a lot more regressive than the ideas coming out of the Senate.
Representative Kreisman said a disappointment for him so far is that the House of Representatives have done nothing so far on producing a clean, renewable energy bill to be considered next to a similar bill moving along in the state Senate.
As we sit here today, the Energy and Utility Committee has ended its meeting schedule. We're not scheduled to meet any longer, and we have no House energy bill on the table.
Yeah, and I think we saw Senator King remark about that, who's been leading those talks in the Senate. He was kind of acting a little disgusted about what's been happening on your side of the aisle on that issue.
Yeah, I mean, and rightfully so. This is important for the state of Florida for so many different reasons. You know, whether it's just purely the need to become more energy independent, but also in our economic times that we're in. You know, we're potentially missing a huge opportunity to grow our economy here with this new technology. And all of us don't want to see that opportunity pass by. So. You know, I had a quote in that letter that Speaker Sands, or Leader Sands, I should say, had sent to the Speaker, and the response from the Majority Leader, Adam Hasner, was that the letter was much to do about nothing. You know, he said something to the effect of, we were just waiting to see what the Senate was going to propose before we responded, this is my third year. I don't remember the House ever waiting for the Senate to do anything in going forward with policies.